Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. A Chip.de mystery shopping study shows that while telecom leads with superior customer service, O2 impresses with expert consultation despite criticism over untidy stores and steep tariffs. TAS reveals that regulatory gaps in the new Kritis Dachgesetz leave critical infrastructures exposed to state-linked drone incursions. And Telterif.de reports that Freenet has launched its new unlimited mobile brand, offering an unlimited data plan with seamless number portability to heighten competitive pressures.
The Chip.de article Handy Shop Test, Was Licensed Telecom, Vodafone & Co. presents a detailed evaluation of mobile phone shops across Germany, including those of Telekom, Vodafone, O2, and Freenet. The study involved anonymous mystery shopping in over 200 stores in cooperation with the Institute K&K Mystery Shopping and more. Assessing criteria such as external appearance, in-store cleanliness, service quality, and consultation efficiency. According to the report, Telekom retained the top spot mainly due to superior customer service, while O2, though outperforming competitors in the consultation aspect, received criticism for its shop presentation. The evaluation highlights that many customers expect thorough advice to match their specific needs, including budget inquiries and tariff suitability. However, in some O2 branches, there were remarks about untidy store conditions and pricing that significantly exceeded the suggested budget. The article also details that tariff recommendations sometimes resulted in overcharged device contracts, with O2 and Freenet noted for including devices at inflated prices compared to market standards, a factor that could affect customer decision-making in an increasingly competitive market.
In a separate Chip.de article titled Der Online-Vertragsabschluss bei Telekommunikation Anbietern im Vergleichstest 2025, the focus shifts to the ease and customer satisfaction of online contract signups across various telecom providers. Conducted in cooperation with Service Value during June and July 2025, the study gathered feedback from at least 120 customers per company, resulting in 5,706 evaluations of 45 providers in three distinct categories: international calling, mobile services, and telecommunications for broadband connectivity. The article emphasizes that a user-friendly and swift online contract process is a crucial advantage in a market with over 2,506 telecommunications companies, where clear and simple digital experiences can ease the decision-making process. While several companies scored highly in individual categories, with Telekom being highlighted for the best overall online process in telecommunications and NetOKOM receiving praise for mobile services, the report underlines the importance of transparency and efficiency in digital contracting. This comparative test underpins how online experiences, from intuitive design to fast service, can influence customer satisfaction and ultimately shape market preferences in an increasingly digital environment.
The TASDAI Tageszeitung article on politics and regulation presents an in-depth overview of the challenges posed by drone incursions near critical infrastructures, particularly at airports, and questions the effectiveness of current regulatory measures in mitigating such threats. The article reports that Manuela Tug observed that drones exhibiting prolonged activity and deliberate signaling, such as the use of lights, seem to be operated by state-related actors with a possible intelligence motive, rather than by chance. It highlights that the newly introduced Kritis Dachgesetz, aimed at protecting critical infrastructures like energy networks, water supplies, and IT services, is deficient in addressing the specific dangers of drone-related espionage and sabotage, as this legislation does not contain clear provisions or strategies for unmanned aerial systems. In addition, Atog critically examines the broader national security framework by pointing out regulatory gaps affecting both the public and private sectors, such as the limited financial deterrence provided by relatively small fines and the fragmented approach to resilience planning for vital state and municipal facilities. The article further underscores that despite some steps taken to synchronize reporting procedures with the Federal Office for Information Security, significant issues remain unresolved, including ambiguities over jurisdiction and a lack of concrete operational guidelines, which could leave critical infrastructures and emergency services vulnerable in actual crisis scenarios.
The InsideDigital.de article provides an in-depth look at Vodafone's recently adjusted pricing strategy for its popular cable internet plan, the GigaZooHouse Cable Max 1000. The tariff, reintroduced on 29th of September, is now offered at a fixed monthly rate of €49.99, a notable increase from previous promotional prices of €39.99 or €44.99. The article explains that this plan delivers 1,000 megabit per second download speed and 50 megabit per second upload speed, and it comes bundled with additional services, including a landline flat rate, a mobile flat rate, and the option of free cable television. It is also detailed that customers holding a Vodafone mobile contract can benefit from further savings of €10 per month through the Giga Combi offer, and those with an existing contract may even enjoy up to 12 months without any base fee, with Vodafone covering the cost during this period. This competitive positioning is further highlighted by comparisons with other providers such as Telecom, O2, and 1&1, where despite a price increase, Vodafone remains the sole provider offering a permanent gigabit package priced under €50, albeit with a lower upload capacity relative to glass fiber solutions offered by competitors. Transitioning to another significant facet of Vodafone's strategy, the article from InsideDigital.de also outlines the introduction of new GigaCube offers, effective from 1st of October. These new plans target users who do not utilize fixed-line connections by offering flexible data options that include volume-based tariffs with 100 gigabytes or 200 gigabytes, as well as an unlimited data option. During the first 6 months, all GigaCube tariffs enjoy a promotional price of €19.99, after which prices adjust to €36.99, €46.99, and €66.99, respectively. These packages, delivering download speeds up to 300 megabit per second, are particularly tailored for scenarios such as rural areas, shared living spaces, or secondary residences where a traditional cable or fiber connection might not be feasible. The report further notes that, while these mobile-driven solutions use 5G and LTE technologies, their usage is strictly limited to fixed locations as per the terms and conditions. Overall, the InsideDigital.de article presents a detailed view of Vodafone's current offerings, emphasizing that even with the revised pricing, the company maintains a competitive edge in the market by combining cost-effectiveness with flexible service options.
The competitor scene continues to evolve as Freenet launches its new brand, Unlimited Mobile, which offers customers unlimited data plans along with an easy process for porting their current phone number. The Telltarif.de article explains that the brand positions itself as a strong contender with a clear focus on delivering a seamless transition for users who decide to switch from their existing contracts. According to the publication, the tariff details include the AllNet Unlimited Advanced offer, which is attractively priced at €19.99 per month during the current promotional period until 1st of October 2025, instead of the regular €54.99. It is notable that this tariff provides a flat rate for telephone and SMS services, a standard SIM, and a data transmission speed capped at 50 megabit per second, making it an appealing choice for customers looking for predictability and performance. The article further outlines the process of retaining the current phone number, emphasizing that users only need to activate the option for number portability during the ordering process, with no additional costs incurred, thus ensuring continuity in communication. The competitor takes additional measures to guarantee a smooth transition by providing a temporary number during the porting period, ensuring that customers remain connected even if the actual transfer of their existing number takes a few days. This detailed approach, as reported by Telltarif.de, underscores Freenet's commitment to an effortless and customer-friendly switch, which could attract users dissatisfied with their current providers, including those in the competitive landscape where O2 Telefonica operates.
In today's briefing on technology and innovation, Handelsblatt reports on significant deals and new alliances that are shaping the tech market. The article by Leticia Zara Gerbez draws on data from PwC, indicating that although the number of transactions in the first half of the year has fallen, the overall deal volume has increased by 15%. This trend highlights that market leaders are prioritizing large-scale deals and diversification to secure long-term growth opportunities in the era of artificial intelligence. According to the report in Handelsblatt, one of the key players, NVIDIA, has seen its market capitalization reach about $4 trillion, with its stock rising over 30% this year. The company has made three major announcements: an intended investment of $100 billion in OpenAI to build new data centers, a strategic partnership with Intel to develop advanced processors by combining NVIDIA graphics with Intel processors for the PC market, and the validation of Samsung's memory chip technology for AI and data center applications, thereby reinforcing its supply chain and market presence. Furthermore, the article highlights AMD's strategic moves, including the acquisition of ZT Systems for nearly $5 billion and the takeover of the software startup Breum, aimed at strengthening its market position against NVIDIA. AMD has also enjoyed a stock increase of more than 30%, bolstered by a revenue growth of over 30% in the high-performance processor segment. Handelsblatt concludes that despite NVIDIA's strong strategic position and successful execution of large deals, competition remains fierce with uncertainties regarding how Intel will catch up technologically and whether AMD can further expand its market presence. This comprehensive overview underscores that the evolving market dynamics and competitive pressures might lead to long-term changes in the industry structure.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of Artificial Intelligence by Artically.